This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, I spoke with Connie Nordsick, president of the Heartland Saddle Club, about her club and their winter activities.
Heartland Saddle Club originated in 1998. I started it by making like one long-distance phone call and two local phone calls to people who enjoyed horses and had an interest in horse shows and trail riding. From then, we had our first meeting in February of 1998, and by word of mouth and very little publication, it has grown into one of the largest saddle clubs in central Illinois.
Wow. So what is your membership today?
Our membership runs anywhere from 100 to 150, to we have had as high as 300 members.
Well, congratulations with such a successful membership rate.
Thank you.
Now, when many clubs are kind of winding down for the winter months, I noticed that you still put on a few events with your club. Would you like to go over some of the winter activities that you are involved in? I see you have a trail ride coming up in December.
Yes, we have a clientele that do the horse shows. Heartland Saddle Club has four horse shows, May, June, July, and August of this year, or September, at the Cass County Fairgrounds in Virginia, Illinois. We also have monthly trail rides at usually the local very nice trails that we have here in Illinois. Jim Edgar Panther Creek is one of our favorites. Sand Ridge is another favorite. Weinberg King is another one of our favorite parks that we trail ride at. Our main goal is to be family-oriented. We have some members in our club that are three generations. We try to make it safe and fun for every member of the family, from the older generation to the middle to the children. We, like I said, we try to encourage people to get out and enjoy their horses. Safety is a top priority and a lot of enjoyment. And it is really, through this saddle club, I've met some of the nicest people. Horse people are usually quite nice.
Well, this sounds like a great event to really get to network with fellow horsemen from around the state. And you said that the trail rides are a monthly activity. Now, when you're preparing to go for a trail ride in the winter months, I assume it's a little bit different than preparing to go for one in the summer months.
Yes, it is. In the winter months, naturally, your horses have a little bit more hair, and you need to dress for the warmth, having your horse properly shod according to the trail that we ride on. Sometimes the sand at Sand Ridge, the horse does not have to be shod, but other places there's more rocky terrain, and we recommend that you have proper shoeing on the horse. Naturally, when we ride during the deer hunting season, which is bow hunting, we encourage all of our riders to wear orange or a bright color and also put it on their horses. We also encourage people to abide by all the rules of our trails that we ride, of the forest or the parks. And if you're riding on private land, we encourage that you always call forward and make sure that you have permission to hunt on that land, that you are, you know, in compliance with all the rules.
And I'm sure that is very important with hunting season, that everyone is aware who is out on those trails and that they are wearing bright colors to be noticed.
Correct. And we respect the hunters. We respect hikers who are out on the trail. And we encourage that you do not, what you pack in, you pack out. We try not to damage the trails, and we very much encourage that you do not drop your water bottles or any trash along the trails. And we occasionally pick up trash that maybe someone else has left along the trail. We encourage that we have it a safe and fun and keep our trails. Our organization are very, very proud of the trails that we have here in Illinois, and we're very aware that we need to maintain them and keep them so we don't lose them.
You bring up some very good points. Illinois does have some wonderful trails. And how long are the trail rides that your group generally takes?
We try in the summertime, naturally, we take a little bit of a longer trail ride. We usually organize them to where we have them right after lunch. We get there about to the trailhead about 1 to 1:30. We ride out no later than about 2 o'clock. And in the summertime, the trail rides run anywhere from 1.5 to 3.5 and 4 hours. Naturally, in the wintertime, we try to ride out about 1 o'clock because the daylight hours are shorter, and we try to be back into the trailhead by no later than 4:30 so that no one gets out and in after dark.
Sounds like a good idea. And when is your next trail ride, in case that people are curious about the group and want to come out and meet you?
We have one coming up, I believe it's December 14th, and it's at Sand Ridge State Forest at Forest City, Illinois. And we are very aware of the shotgun deer season, like I said, so we try to, and it's weather-related also. If we've always put out, we have a website. If you go to www.heartlandsaddleclub.com or just put Heartland Saddle Club newsletter site, we do have a web page, and all of our activities are posted on that web page. In the wintertime, we always recommend that you call ahead, or if there has been like rain or snow or ice, we call ahead or check our web page. We do not want anyone out with a truck and trailer on icy roads or bad roads. It takes all the fun out of it if there's an accident or a horse or a human gets injured. So, like I said, safety is our main priority, and we always have a kind of a website that we go to, or we have a phone chain that we relay from one person to the other where if the ride's going to be held or if the site has been changed due to bad weather or, you know, something that we can not control.
It sounds like you guys take all the precautions.
Yes, we do.
If someone is curious about the Heartland Saddle Club and would like to learn more about your group, how can they get some information?
They're more than welcome to call me, Connie Nortzik, and my home phone number is 217-997-2150. Or like I said, they can type in Heartland Saddle Club newsletter site, S-I-T-E, and it should take you to our webpage. And from there, there are four officers and three board of directors. Their names and addresses and phone numbers are there, and they're welcome to call anyone, and we'll be more than happy to answer their questions.
All right, sounds great. Well, Connie, is there anything else you would like to share about your club before we go here today?
Yes, I would. It's a wonderful organization. I cannot help but brag about it. Like I said, we have had generations come through. Some of the younger generation that started in the club in 1998 are married now and starting to bring their children back into the saddle club. And we really, really enjoy that. We feel like if we need to keep it family-oriented and we need to keep the younger generation interested in horses, or they're going to lose out. And a lot of us in the club feel that if the young people have a horse and the responsibility of a horse and somewhere to ride where it's safe, we'll keep that interest in horses going, and that's our main goal.
Again, that was president of the Heartland Saddle Club, Connie Nordsick. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.